together. Loving God, as we continue to journey as a diocese, as parishes, through this time, we know that you go before us into every situation. Allow us to see you in the folk that we meet, the voices that we hear, and in this world in which we live. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for the opportunity to think through this week with you and begin your journey through Holy Week. One of the, has been for me when I was at the cathedral, one of the most important services was the service on Maundy Thursday. And there's a word from a prayer that is said when you've reached the Chapel of Repose and you've put the host on the repose. There's a prayer that asks us to remember the resolve of Jesus, as he journeys through this week. When I think about the word resolve, I think about St. John's Quadra and the work that you've done through my knowledge of you, which spans over 30 years. Because resolve means a firm determination to do something. And now if I think of a parish who has a firm determination to do something, it has to be St. John's Quadra. A firm determination to do justice, a firm determination for equality and for the queer community, a firm determination to lead and shape and form the community in which you find yourself. Speaking to power and having a firm determination and knowledge that things will change because of your faith in Jesus Christ. The word resolve stood out for me a few years ago as we were on the Sacred Journey. And as I came down the island, we looked at the Sacred Journey being a pilgrimage, a time of humility, time of simplicity as we came down there, a time of drawing closer to God and asking God what God would have us do. We had just, it was Palm Sunday, we just left Parksville, and we were on the road down towards Nanus Bay. We're going to meet with the Snowas people just south of Nanus Bay. And the weather was much like it was this morning as we traveled down, overcast, but cold. But when we got to that Petro-Canada station in Nanus Bay, we stopped for lunch with some people from the parish. And then we set out, you know, the hill that takes you up out of Nanus Bay from that Petro-Canada station. And it started to rain. And it started to rain quite heavy. And the wind was blowing down in our faces. It was spring break. And as we were walking up there, the traffic was quite busy on the island highway. And as the traffic came past us, it brought more wind and more rain. And we kept on journeying up there. We were supposed to meet some elders who were meeting us by the side of the road. And we thought, they're not going to be there in this weather. They're not going to wait for us. So as we marched up there, I realized that in many ways, as this was the beginning of Holy Week, there was a metaphor, a symbol there, what Jesus had to face going through this week, that everything that he was doing was pushing back against him, that all of the power and authority of Rome and the power and authority of the religious and political leaders was pushing back against him. There's a way that that wind was pushing back against us. When we reached there, the elders were there standing, and I think we were about 45 minutes late. And there was a resolve there that they were going to meet us and greet us and walk with us into their community and thank us for coming on that day. We had a resolve to make it up that hill, past all the traffic, past the weather. They had the resolve that they were going to meet us and take us into the community. We said to them, why were you still waiting for us? And they said, the eagles told us you were coming, so we wanted to wait to meet you. The eagles told us you were coming. Resolve, a firm determination to do something. As we journey through this Holy Week, I'm inviting you to look at this Holy Week as a pilgrimage, as a sacred journey for you. A pilgrimage is not a nameless wandering. It's a journey taken with a sense of resolve. Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem on this day wasn't accidental, but was a well-planned out event. Patrick Otuoma says that Jesus, when he's faced with conflict, is one thing. One that he raises the temperature or he lowers the temperature. Certainly today, he was raising the temperature of the conflict. Because as we know, Pontius Pilate, the Roman guard, the garrison were moving back into Jerusalem this day. And Jesus is well planned out, well organized parade with his disciples, was on the other side. On one side, peace through the violence and oppression of Rome. On the other side, peace through justice and nonviolence. As you take this pilgrimage into this Holy Week, I want to remind you that pilgrimage is a journey to a sacred place. That sacred place could be Rome or Iona, but it also could be Dallas Road, Mount Tommy, as we are restricted in where we're going at this time. It could be your neighborhood. Sacred places are not always outside. And many have journeyed to that sacred place and found God deep within inside themselves in new and delightful ways. Pilgrimage can also be an absence of walking. A pilgrimage can happen in your home. It can happen during a time of illness, a journey through an operation, a death, or a journey through a pandemic. Each step taken with a sense of resolve, not looking at the big picture, but as in a pilgrimage, each step, each stage, with a firm determination. A pilgrimage through a pandemic will be for us a journey to a holy place or holy places. We will rediscover and find ourselves anew. May you journey through this Holy Week. May you journey each step of the way, each stage of the journey, with a sense of resolve that you are not journeying alone, that the Creator walks beside you and blesses you on each step of that journey. God of grace and love, as we seek to enter holy places and through oppression and all that pushes against us, allow us to know that on each step of our journey, each pilgrimage that we take, you walk with us and meet us at every crossroad. Amen.